Weekend edition. Would you stop apologizing? What's up, everybody? This is Joel from the Daily Job Hunt by Career Hackers. We're going to recap this week's edition of the Daily Job Hunt email, which is going out 6 days a week. You can sign up for the email version at careerhackers.com. And let's get started. First, mindset for success. Quit your job. If you hit your job, then you have three choices. One, quit. Necessity is the mother of invention. Two, start building momentum on the side, then quit later. Three, do nothing. Let the years go by, be filled with regret. That's it, the three choices. Yep. So you're either going to do nothing or you're going to make a game plan and act, right? To distill it down even further. But you really need to be conscious of life's preciousness. So if you hate your job, then it's on you to do something about that. And oftentimes, if you just quit, then you are incentivized to lean forward and make things happen. But another great option, which is an option I did when I was in a job that was against my values and I felt a lot of dissonance with, is I started building projects on the side, build the lifeboat on the side, build momentum on the side, the 30-day blogging challenge, start reaching out to new people, start learning new skills, start video pitching companies and taking interviews and seeing what happens. What matters most is imperfect, bold action. So don't live a life of regret because you got scared to do new things. You got too comfortable with your mediocre or worse job. It's on you. Take responsibility. Empower yourself to create the life that you want. Next mindset for success, build rapport. When you cold message someone on LinkedIn, build rapport. Have a real authentic tone. Use their first name. Make a comment about their bio or the influencers they follow. That's it. Just a reminder that when you reach out to somebody, you want to maybe book a 15-minute call to learn more about the company they work at or the role they're in and see how they started their career and, you know, build social capital, build connections, right? Great way to do that and to increase the chances that they'll respond to you is to actually be personal and to actually be a real human being. So learn the art of being real through communication mediums, media, I suppose, like LinkedIn direct messaging, right? The short form direct messaging is a particular medium and you want to be able to signal that you are a real person, not just like, I am trying to build my network. Like, I get so many of those and I ignore those requests. Like, I don't want you to build your network with me if that's how you are reaching out to me. It's just like, I don't even get it at this point. Anyway, y'all, next section, links worth checking out. Five best places to learn marketing. It's a CH post. 85% of people hate their jobs. If you're one of them, watch this. It's a Gary V video. So make sure you check that one out. Again, all these emails are actually published on careerhackers.com. So if you want to go back in the archives, like just click on the DJH posts tab and you'll see the almost 500 editions of the newsletter that we've ever published. So you can find these links. You just gotta get in that search bar, you know. So search for this email by searching the title of this email, which is Would You Stop Apologizing? And then you can find this link, you know. So be resourceful in consuming intentionally. Next link, how to create tons of social capital. That's the October 2022 Supercharge Your Career talk from our founder, Isaac. 10 skill sets in demand to land remote jobs in 2023. That's a post from our friends at Dynamite Jobs. Quote of the week, don't think about what might go wrong. Think about what could be right. Unknown. Ooh, yeah. Love that one. I've been thinking about that one a lot. I write these quotes for myself as well, by the way. I love finding these quotes. I just get to just flood myself with inspirational quotes every day. And I'm doing that as much as possible. I have quotes. Whenever I open a new tab, I have something called Momentum you can install in your browser that gives you an inspiring quote. Every time you open a new tab, I'm reading quotes when I do my 5-minute journal, which is a product by Intelligent Change, a 5-minute journal. Reading quotes every morning, every evening, reading them in the newsletter, flood yourself with inspiring quotes, and then they start percolating. Is that a word? Yeah. Throughout your mind, as you're taking your walk, as you're taking a nap, as you're whatever, you're cooking dinner, and your neurons are like thinking about quotes that you're consuming, right? That's why it's very important, I believe, to consume information that's going to be motivating and direct you towards empowerment, because it's going to sit in your mind and your attention, right? So I've been thinking about this very quote. Don't think about what might go wrong. Think about what could go right. Let go of the negativity bias and the fear and the worry and be like, huh, let me just frame this as, how could this go well? Because that is a possible outcome. That is just as realistic as the fears you have. Maybe it's realistic to think about what could go right. Maybe you are actually a person who has the ability to create your reality and create your future by choosing your thoughts. From Paycheck to Purpose, Supercharge Your Career, February 9th. Ken Coleman, America's Career Coach, is host of the Ken Coleman Show, and he will join us the February 9th Supercharge Your Career event. It's going to be dope, y'all. So this talk is going to be about his book and his philosophy of getting clear on your goals in order to move from just getting a paycheck to actually living with purpose and fulfillment and doing work you love. So it's all about the clarity and action. So Ken Coleman, yeah, he's a big name coming out of a Ramsey Solutions company. And I'm going to have the chance to sit down with him live for our February 9th event. So go to superchargecareer.com and register for that as soon as possible, y'all. Superchargecareer.com. It's going to be a good time. So next section is stop apologizing. You take a whole day to respond to a text. Sorry for the late reply. You begin your message. Your food tastes like crap at the restaurant. The meal was great, you tell the waiter. Deep down, you want to earn six figures. I don't really need that money, you tell yourself. What's the theme here? You're apologizing for yourself. You're downplaying your right to take up space. Can you end that? Because, dear reader, you indeed have the right to exist. You have the right to choose when and how you communicate. You have the right to be a satisfied customer. You have the right to make a fuck ton of money. You have the right to do what makes you come alive. Stop apologizing for your own rights. The reason you do this is because deep down you believe selfishness is bad, or I don't matter, or money is greedy, or other nonsense you absorb from the culture. All this is based in fear of standing out from the tribe, fear of coming across as too happy compared to the people around you. You're afraid to be the tall poppy. But once you realize that others' judgments are just projections of their own insecurities from their own conditioning, you can stop caring what they think. Don't misread me. It's healthy to be considerate of other people, to be generous, and to be aware of the needs of others. It's not healthy if you're doing that from a place of self-sacrifice or self-condemnation. Take care of yourself and only give to others from abundance. When you do that, everybody wins. Joel and the DJH team. Yeah, this is the root stuff to clear out, y'all, to untangle, because we were conditioned in this culture to believe that self-sacrifice is a virtue. So if you're holding on to that and you haven't untangled that, you're not serving yourself or anybody, actually. So you actually want to serve others. You need to take care of yourself. You need to come alive. You need to be abundant. You need to be flourishing. So if you're afraid that someone's going to judge you as being too happy, you need to actually choose compassion for that, because that's someone else's projection. Because when they were a young child, they were conditioned to not be too happy. So you're holding up a mirror when you start being too happy. But you don't need to take that personally, right? You don't need to take it personally. You have the right to be happy. It's your birthright. So own it, and then be so happy that others become happy too. As I once read on a tea bag. So I think that covers that point, y'all. If you disagree, let me know. But it's a huge meme, a huge nut to crack, right? It's a huge knot to untangle. It took me into my mid-20s to figure out that self-sacrifice was actually problematic. All right, y'all, that's today's show. I hope you gained value and inspiration and joy and food for thought to fuel your weekend, fuel your mindset. Thank you for your attention and investing in yourself by putting your 10 minutes into listening to the show. See you at the Supercharged Career event. Make sure you continue to visit careerhackers.com and continue to fuel your mindset. Talk to you soon. Cheers.